If you hear the applause, you know what time it is. It's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Today, I am saying it deliberately because we are jet setting all the way to Long Beach in California. Welcome to this edition of Famous Friday. Here speaking is your boy, Lucas Impela, the most handsome 32-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese corp. We are two countries are having a conversation today. Every time people crucify me and say, why do I say from Cape to Cairo? It's today we're jet setting. Today we are having an amazing conversation with an artist, one of the big artists. Might I add, I had to contain myself because I'm a really, really huge fan. I'm a huge, huge fan of them. But before we go to them, we know the drill by now. You can head over to our social media platforms where you can be highly interactive with us. You know how to do that. And also you can go into, in fact, our popular and most beautiful website, which is www.dailysun.co.za. You click on the subscribe and also the sign-in button, and you can be part and parcel of the conversation. And also, futuristically, who else would you want to see on Famous Friday? Once again, I am super excited. I am super, super, super excited. If you're a house, deep house, soulful house fanatic like myself, I'm going to be a favorite person right now. Arguably one of the biggest groups in the world. You know them by songs Enjoy It Now, and also one of my personal favorite, I Might Do Something Wrong. Arguably biggest group. They're going to be dropping their brand new album, Take the Day Off. And we're going to be having a conversation with them today. Today, the 1/3 of Tortured Soul, which is John Christian Urich, is having a conversation with us. But we can call him Tortured Soul because he speaks on behalf of Tortured Soul. But John, welcome to Famous Friday.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here. It's a pleasure and an honor. That intro, I'm going to have to live up to this intro somehow.
But I
appreciate it.
Yeah. Are you good? You are, according to location, you are on where Snoop Dogg comes from, correct?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure how much he hangs around here anymore. he's down with the high society folks in Beverly Hills now, I guess. He's from Long Beach.
I see.
I mean, as far as I know, he's actually still super cool. So, like, yeah.
Yeah, he's just as cool.
I'm like Long Beach from.
He's just as cool as you are. Look, on the 25th of November, you're dropping Take the Day Off. I love the title.
Correct.
Why the title?
The title. I guess, you know, it's in a broad way kind of about romance.
I see.
Because romance is, I mean, you know, you can plan romance, but it's also about being impulsive.
Yeah.
And, you know, if somebody came up to you, you know, and they were like, hey, why don't you take the day off? Let's go do this thing. You have a moment to either take the opportunity or be like, no, I got to do this thing. So it's about taking that opportunity to be impulsive, you know?
And I love that. And I presume that's what you're going to be getting when you're listening to the particular album. You're taking a time to be listening to the album and allowing the album to take you from here to Long Beach in California, literally. But how does this project differ from all the other Tortured Soul projects?
Well, there's a few tracks. Although we've had some tracks in the past that have been slower, there's a few more that are like a little bit more down tempo.
Okay.
So the vibe is, you know, a little more laid back for part of the album. So that's kind of a different, you know, kind of vibe. And also there's actually, even though I've done music with other people before, sang with other people before on this record, there's actually three duets with three different female singers.
I see.
So You know, we've featured, you know, there's one person who you might know, and then a couple people who you might never have heard of, but are also really, really, I mean, I can say their names, right?
Yeah, you can.
Well, there's a collaboration with Lisa Shaw, it was actually released a couple years ago, but we've included it on this album, which is I Wish You Were Here. And then there's two new songs, one with a woman named Saucy Lady.
Okay.
And the name of that song is It's Your Turn. And you can listen to the music to discover what that song's about. And there's another song with a woman named Danielle D'Andrea, who is an amazing singer from Australia, although she lives in Los Angeles now. Okay. And she recently did this cover of Crazy, the Gnarls Barkley Crazy, with Scary Pockets.
Yep.
That's had, like, I don't know, you know, 14 or 15 million views on YouTube, and so you could check her out to get a little sense of what she's about. But we did a song together on this, like a little duet where I sing the first verse, she sings the second, and then we sing together, and it's her voice, she's amazing, you know. So it's it was exciting to kind of you know, reach out to a couple more people to sing with me on the record.
It sounds amazing. And once again, it sounds like it's going to be another explosive, even though very chilled, but also an explosive album. And it's typical of Tortured Soul. Look, I mean, you guys have been doing this for 20 plus years now. What has been the what has been the secret?
I think that one of the main secrets has been, I guess, hopefully, first and foremost, is strong songwriting. You know, like writing material from the heart, which is not compromising our feelings or you know, like the writing from the heart, basically.
Yeah.
Not being overly concerned with like the flavor of the month. You know, like the exact production of like what exactly is happening during, you know, like at that very moment, because like. Yeah, that's like when you start talking to other people, you know, who want to possibly invest money in your project, they sort of compare what you're doing to what is, you know, working for, you know, like is like hugely successful right that moment. And that might not be like your exact thing. So, you know, you kind of have to like stick to your guns and be like, well, this is my sound. This is what I want to do. And this is what I believe in. And that will sort of, that tends to, you know, provide you with longevity if you're true to yourself. And another thing was like is that we, you know, we're live musicians. So whenever we play, we play live. I very much respect DJ culture and remixers, and people that, you know, produce music and go perform their music, you know, as a DJ. But we've, you know, I've been a live musician since I was, you know, 10. So for many, many years, that's been sort of a cornerstone of how I present myself, you know, and how the band presents themselves, you know.
Yeah, it's actually refreshing in a culture that's moving digital, in a culture like you're saying, where we're playing music, we're consuming music from our phones, from our laptops and earphones and that sort of thing. Live music still becomes really, really, for me, the epitome, and also where we're able to gauge just how good and get tap into the mind of the artist in terms of the creative process and appreciating it more because of the live element that comes with it.
Yeah, it's always good to sort of go back to the roots of humanity. You know what I mean? And experience live music, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if you were to describe your, what is your life soundtrack currently? What song best describes where you are in terms of your life currently?
My current soundtrack to my life, it's probably my 5-year-old singing the same thing over and over and over to me. And this is actually not a joke. He's like, you know, I've got a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old, and they're both very musical and they like to sing. But in particular, right now, he'll he will sing, he'll riff something, and like we'll just I'll bang on the table for like a half an hour giving him the beat to sing over. Obviously, that you know it is kind of I'm joking a little bit, but I'm not joking. It's like that, like you know when you have kids that kind of becomes part of the soundtrack of your life, and luckily they like to make music for me to listen to, even if it's just yelling and singing, you know.
Look,
I'm
saying it's not surprising because the apple shouldn't fall far from the tree in this case, right?
You know what? I know we don't have very much time, but I remember recently reading some article of some researcher in Sweden or something that was like talking about how, you know, your cells that you impart on your offspring,
yeah,
that there are imprints based on like what you do and what you practice that can be transferred to your children. So I don't know, the fact that I've been singing and playing music and you know writing songs and stuff my whole life, like they just seem to have a natural inclination to do the same thing, which is really interesting.
Fantastic. Let me ask you two questions before we conclude. Firstly, I mean, obviously, your album is dropping on the 25th of November. Talk to us about tour dates. Can we expect you in this side of the equation in terms of South Africa? No, South Africa is obviously it's almost second home to you guys. And what are the future plans for Tortured Soul as well?
As you mentioned, the album is dropping the 25th of November, and we will be in South Africa in December. We'll be there. Like you know, like you know, and this is like sort of a business thing. Like once we get the deposit, you know, we're there. We've gotten the deposit, so like it's not. It's definitely going to happen. We will be there. Like, it's, you know, I know that sometimes people are skeptical and like, are they really coming? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But we're going to be there. So we'll see you in December.
Oh, can't wait. Can't wait.
Yeah. We can't wait either.
Yeah. Future plans.
You know, we'll do some touring with this album. We actually are going to put out another record in a few months that will have a few remixes of the songs on this record and a couple other more original things. So there's a lot of stuff like that's about to happen in terms of Tortured Soul.
Can't wait. We're looking forward to it. I'm told I can squeeze in one more question before you go. What is the one thing that your fans might find interesting about Chris that we might not know of?
I don't know.
Yeah, it forces you to think.
I like to cook. I don't know. Like, that's not that interesting, but it's funny. I see, you know, Jay Something, who you may or may not be aware of, that we collaborated together on a song. I've had an opportunity to hang out with him. He actually came to LA for a few days and like was in a video that we shot. And so I see him on his like doing his food thing, you know, like in South Africa. And I'm envious. So I'll have to reach out to him and maybe he'll feature me on an episode of one of his cooking show type things.
I'll definitely DM him on social media platforms and make sure that happens. And clearly, if you love cooking, then we're not surprised that Tortured Soul, even after 20 years, you still got the right recipe in terms of success. And congratulations on this particular album. Take the day off. I think we are going to be taking not even one day, a couple of days off to really enjoy this particular project. But from South Africa, we love you. We appreciate you. We follow the work that you do. And continue to be authentically you, guys, because that is what Tortured Soul has been and will continue to be.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that and we love you. And if it wasn't for South Africa, I would be a much different person and this group would be a much different group. And your support over the years has been integral to our success and our desire to continue. So it's reciprocal and symbiotic. And thank you. We love you too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're looking forward to the album. We're looking forward to you coming to our shores, and we're definitely going to be in your show. But once again, a big thank you to you from, I think you said it's good morning on your side, but from us, it's good evening.
Yeah, that's okay. We're all together here. We'll be over there soon. We'll wake up and go to sleep at the same time.
We can't wait. Thank you so much again, Chris.
Thank you. We appreciate it, and I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Cheers. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Fantastic. That was John Christen Urich, the one third of Tortured Soul. Go get the album. It's out on the 25th of November. Take the day off. Take the day off to listen to their particular album authentically and beautifully them. And that is what has kept them, and that has been their key signature in terms of their success. If you want to also follow this particular conversation, go onto our lovely website, www.dailysun.co.za. Click on the subscribe or the sign in button at the top, and you can be participative and tell us who else you'd love to see on this particular platform. I did earlier miss to tell you that you can also find and interact with our lovely newsletter. Again, it is a platform where you get to engage and get to enjoy some of our amazing content that we have. But you cannot do that if you do not subscribe. But once again, a big thank you to John Christen Urich, who is one third of Tortured Soul. But from me, I'm Lungisimpela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator. It's bye for now. Cheers.